Up next on Downtown, a segment that is rapidly becoming one of our highlights of the week here on Downtown, another edition of Shut Up and Eat. Our friend Joe Riccio joining us to talk food and, everything that goes with it in his, frankly, awesome and enviable lifestyle. Shut Up and Eat, brought to you by Nocturnum Draft House Bangor and Finback Ale House in Bar Harbor. Joe, how are you this week?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
Fantastic, and excited to hear about your adventures. And let's start with your trip to the Drifter's Wife in Portland, and a little bit about the wine-centric menu. What were some of the offerings that they had that made it a memorable experience for you?
It was, the good thing is these days, the less precious a restaurant is, the better. It managed to actually have character and be interesting, but it wasn't taking itself too seriously, It's just a small, a really nice couple owns it. They do everything out of a tiny kitchen that's right out in plain sight, but randomly it's better than, places that spend $500,000 on their facade and have food that's half as good. So it always makes me happy to kind of, run into those kind of places.
What was on the menu that caught your attention and made it a worthwhile experience?
There were some. They made their own raviolis. They're actually filled with chicken liver mousse with braised beef tongue on top. Those were awesome. They had just a really perfectly cooked piece of cod. I mean, it's really annoying when people, when you overshadow, the fish is so delicate, so they really just cooked it perfectly. It was just very light preparation, but you could really taste the fish, which was great. And then they also had basically this clam toast, which was essentially almost like chowder toast, I guess you could say. It was razor clams and cow neck clams and bechamel on toast, so you can't really go wrong there. It was basically just like an updated version of a bread bowl, I guess, if you want to, think of it that way. Because nothing, who doesn't want to eat the bowl?
Well, exactly.
Joe, you recently took an Odyssey to Fort Fairfield for a meal. It was the Canterbury Royale. How was that?
Yeah, do you know where that is?
I don't. It's 4 hours from wherever you were, though.
It was. It's out in the middle of absolute nowhere. It's amazing that in Maine, that you can go that far. I mean, to describe how it was, basically, you're driving just into the darkness. You're I think it was like a dirt road at one point. The GPS was pointing me. It was just like it was a mailbox every half mile. And then randomly you hit this, mailbox that's the restaurant, there's a sign out front, and you kind of pull into a driveway, it's a house. And then you walk in, and it's like a cross between like Beauty and the Beast and like the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. But they probably subbed the absinthe for the tea, is kind of how you feel when you go in there. It's like completely surreal. What's that?
Oh, I was just going to say, I was jumping to the next thing because I'm just enamored by your Instagram and your Facebook. The pictures are ridiculous. And my favorite one recently that made me want to eat the screen was the, what you had on St. Paddy's Day. You didn't go the corned beef and cabbage route, did you?
No, I didn't. Because it's, St. Paddy's Day is amateur hour, If you're a drinker, drinking holidays are for non-drinkers in my mind. You got the other 64 days a year to eat corned beef. So I decided to go with a New Orleans fried shrimp po' boy because why not?
Now, was that at Po' Boys and Pickles in Portland?
Yes, Po' Boys and Pickles right on Forest Ave. Really good. Always consistent. They randomly, you get the Po' Boy, and then they have awesome key lime milkshakes. Wow. And also some of the best macaroons you'll ever have. It's just a random combination, but it's awesome.
Wow. We're talking to Joe Riccio, this week's edition of Shut Up and Eat. Recently, you did, I guess for lack of a better term, a butter off for Dispatch Magazine. Now, are some butters really better than others?
Well, the only way you can actually find out is to eat 15 different butters right in a row, 15 pats of butter, which leaves you a little bit unsettled. But I will tell you that, yes, all butters are not born equal. The cheap butter tends to, like the Land O'Lakes and all that, it tends to have more of that margarine-y flavor, which I'm surprised how much margarine is still on the shelf, given that in, 1988 we figured out that it was bad for you and tasted worse than butter. But somehow there's like the entire cooler section still filled with margarine, which I don't understand. It's funny though. Hannaford's is just called. It's not there. Literally, theirs is called "Isn't It Butter," And all I could think of as Ryan was, girl, we can't get much better.
Yeah, can you dig that?
Can you dig that? Can you dig? I was like, yeah, I can't believe it's not butter. Why don't we just cut out? We just say, isn't it butter? It's the worst. And anyway, bad butter tastes like margarine. Basically, it's like vegetable oil. And really good butter almost kind of crosses into having qualities like really good cheese.
You've done some other side-by-side stuff, too, in the past. I remember like a pumpkin beer thing you did. Is it like that?
Yeah. The pum caca tasting, yes. Which actually is funny. We have a picture of the last tasting on my Facebook page of all of us posed shirtless in the same position as the Last Supper. And I randomly got a Facebook message on my wall from my grandmother today asking me to take it down in honor of Holy Week because it was offensive. So I saved her the pig pile of, I'm sure like people would have jumped on that on the thread. Just deleted the comment, and I'm happy to say that the Last Supper is still up and proudly displayed on my Facebook page.
Very nice. All right. Now, tell us about, because, we're always jealous of everything you do, but this especially, you're going to Italy next week. How tough is this gig you have when you get to go to Italy and write about all the amazing food?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you want to be like, I didn't go to college, and it worked out great. That's pretty much it. Like, how's your journalism degree working? I'm going to Italy. Going to be writing about it, eating my way through Italy. How's everything working out with you in the high school paper? You know, it worked out pretty good. But you know what? I paid my dues and definitely gained a lot of, consumed a lot of calories and done a lot of damage. But I finally got there, so I'm happy.
There you go. Taking it for us. We appreciate that. Joe,
I do it for the team.
Exactly.
I just do it so you don't have to.
Before we let you go, you mentioned, in talking about the Drifter's Wife, you mentioned the idea of these precious restaurants. What's the most annoying current either term that is used on restaurant menus or unnecessary ingredient that restaurateurs use to embellish their descriptions?
Well, I think housemaid, where it's like, what do you want, a pat on the back, like a medal, a pin, like, what? Great, you made it yourself, you know. All that matters is it good? Like, that's great. You made it yourself. If your ketchup isn't as good as Heinz, don't make it. You know, the Heinz already did it. It's perfect. You don't need to make it. You can spend your time doing other things, you know, trying to learn how to not be so annoying. But I think the whole, like, farm to table, it's like, well, yeah, like, that's what happens. Things come from a farm. They eventually end up on a table. I don't really care what happens in between. You know, they get there somehow. And it's just not that big a deal. People just want to make everything. You know, the restaurant world is just really, you know, a lot more mundane than people think it is. They think it's some exciting, like, Food Network show, and it's just really a bunch of trips to Staples and cleaning bathrooms.
Well, Joe, have a good time in Italy. Have a good time eating the food, and have a good time reminding people to always shut up and eat. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.